Happy morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. This is a podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. Creating the life that you really and truly deeply desire. Not the one that you're settling for. Not the one that you have arrived at because you have spooked yourself out of the belief that you can get to the one that you really and truly want. And in doing this, we are conveying the message and the sentiment that we are rejecting mediocrity, we're embracing individualism, and we're choosing to pursue opportunities for growth and fulfillment over mere comfort and the false sense of security that we cling to in our daily lives. So someone asked this question on one of my social media handles. Why is it that it is so common for people to get stuck in their problems? Why people can't change? And it is a pretty simple answer. It is a pretty simple answer. And it is almost scratch record for this podcast. And it is that people, for the most part, know the solutions. Or people, for the most part, can find the solutions. A quick Google search, a simple book, one or two, or just talking to someone who has reached the level that you're trying to reach, who have done what you are trying to do, who you recognize as being worthy of listening to. Just a quick question to them, quick read of something they wrote, and you'll find that answer. So the answer is not the problem. What to do, the how to, is never the problem. The real problem is, and as I say, it's scratch record on this platform, people knowing the solution, people are able to, being able to find the solution, but their unwillingness to get themselves to execute the actions in the direction of the solution. And that doubles right back to the simple word, discipline. It is a lack of discipline that kills more dreams than anything else. Because the discipline that you need to overcome the other things that you think are really holding you back, like the fear, you're going to have to develop the discipline to overcome the fear. Like the competence, you're going to have to develop the discipline to build the habits, to do the reps, to get to the level of competence. The discipline to build the confidence, the discipline to execute consistently for long enough is always what is required. So the problems that we face and why people are stuck with their problems is a pretty simple answer. It's never about not knowing the solution. It is squarely about the unwillingness to do what it takes. I was reading a story this morning on Quora. I don't remember the author. So he was saying that the wealthy people, if you match them up against those who are not, are quite different in terms of the discipline they display. And they deserve what they have when you compare them to the people who don't have certain things. And it's easy to see. So he was talking about this guy who worked, went to college 5 years, became an engineer, worked 15 years in a firm, make good choices, saved up, buy his house, dedicate himself to his family, work hard, save his money, paid off his house, put a lot of money into his savings, invest in some financial instruments. And one day, in the middle of his 15-year career at the company, moved up the ladder. The boss came, the owner of the company came over to him and said, look, we're going to close down this company. Everybody got to go home. He went home, spoke to his wife, sold his house, cashed in on his investments, bought the company, spent 10 years rebranding, doing the work, traveling out to meet customers, restoring equipment, fixing processes. And now, fast forward 10 years after that, he's extremely wealthy. And the writer was comparing that guy to the other guy in the mailroom who wastes his time in school, have three baby mothers, get paid minimum wage or a little bit above, trying to maneuver 2-3 jobs, use the money that he get from 3 jobs to sustain his child support cases. And in the evenings, he hang out, watch TV, go to parties, scroll on social media, talk to friends, and does nothing to improve his skills. Does nothing to improve himself. And you come to a point where both men get into their older years and you ask yourself, why is one guy here and the other guy here? The quick thing to go to is he's from privilege. His parents was able to give him an education. He's in bed with somebody and all the other external things that we like to identify as why people are ahead of us. But I'm sure you cannot disprove it that, and it's something I always say, there is a huge percentage of people who spend their time, because your time is what life is made of. There's a huge percentage of people who spend their time doing the same things. And that huge percent of people get pretty much the same result with a margin of error of plus or minus 5%. You are, they say, the average of the 5 people you hang around with. They get the same results. The same results. You take the guys who do entry-level jobs. Look at what they do for work. Look at how they did in school. Look at what they do in the evenings when they're finished working. Look at what they do at nights. And you take the other set. Mid-level workers. Look at what they did in school. Look at what they do after school. Look at what they do with their time. Look at what they do with their money. Margin of error plus or minus 5%. Same results. And then there's another set of guys who, the small minority, who does a completely different thing with their time. And they have the same result. Life is based on causes, on effect. Weak men believe in luck. Strong men believe in causes and effect. You get according to what you put in. And if you are lazy, if you are not driven, if you don't have the ambition, nobody can judge you. But also know that nobody wants to hear your complaints. Because as you choose your mindset, you must be willing to accept the result of your mindset. The way you look at life, the way you approach life, the way you execute in life is as a result of your own mindset. And therefore, the consequences are yours. And that is probably one of the foundational pillars. There's a couple of them, but I just mentioned this as one of the foundational pillars of people who make real progress in life and get to goals, real goals that they want to achieve. And that is taking personal responsibility for their lives. Everything that happened is not your fault or may not be your fault, but it is still your problem and it's still your responsibility. Because at the end of the day, no amount of pointing fingers is going to get you to your goals. So if you're willing to disregard all these things that are in your way and find a way, I think one writer said that the men who go out there and do it in life are not those who see opportunities and grasp it. They're the men who go out there and see the circumstances that they don't want and they find a way to create the ones that they want. And that is at the belly of you moving forward, realizing that all the things that you see as problems have a solution. And the problem is not what is stopping you. What is stopping you is your unwillingness to execute on the solutions to your problems. You might be unwilling to find the solution, or you might be unwilling to execute the solution, or both. And ultimately, for the guy in reasonable health and with reasonable levels of faculties, it all comes down to a matter of, in these times we are living in, where there are no gatekeepers, it all comes down to a matter of you either will or you won't. It's not a matter of can and can't. It's not a matter of can and can't. It's a matter of will and won't. Full stop. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me on this podcast. I'll see you on the next one.